So, I'm back from vacation, and I am letting my toy do all the work. But this won't be very long of a ramble fab. You're on my chest. So, I'm sorry if it's a little tiny bit loud or soft or one of those things. But, yeah, I got back from vacation. I went to, mainly to Halloween Horror Nights and hang out with my wonderful boyfriend, who forgot the ring, even though it was the one thing he wanted to bring. It's really cute, like, hit me up, DM me, I'll send you a picture when I have it. I love him. And I love that ring. Oh, I love my toy. But the reason I have limited time is I'm going to go see It Chapter 2. So yeah, let me talk about my vacation quickly. Come and then get going. Oh, I'm close. Oh my god, I'm so close. I can feel it. Okay, so my vacation started out with my parents and I visiting family in Florida, and then we went to Legoland because it was on the way to the cruise ship, and I'm sure it's gonna buck my hips. This toy is amazing. I think it has different modes too. Is this that one? Oh yes, it is that one. Okay, crank it up. And so Legoland was fun. I got burnt. We only had like an hour there, but it was fun. We met up with some of my dad's friends. It was chill. And then we boarded the Disney Dream for a quick cruise ship. Not cruise ship. Cruise. And then we went, like, the cruise was great. We went to NASA, which is in the Bahamas. We went to Atlantis at NASA, which is amazing. I loved it. The water slide with the tubes through the shark tank was closed, but their aquariums were amazing. I saw a very, like, all of the fish looked very happy, except for maybe it was the same one, but I think there were three hammerheads there that I didn't like the look of. Like, they were in shallow water. Like, their dorsal fins were breaching. And from what I know, hammerhead dorsals don't breach. Let's see if I can keep my train of thought. Oh my god, I've needed this. But that was fun. I got burned there as well. And then we got back on the ship, the Disney Dream. And we went to Castaway Cay. But we didn't get off there. We were just dropping supplies off there. So people were being really entitled about it all, but like, they're not gonna let us onto an island so we can mess it up and take provisions that could be used for hurricane relief. You know? I know. Started this a little late game. And then we went to Disney World and did Animal Kingdom and Not So Scary and the After Hours event at Animal Kingdom and stuff, and it was fun. It was so fun. Flight of Passage, like Avatar's Thrill Ride, it was walk on, pretty much. Then we went to Galaxy's Edge. My parents got droid add-ons because we already have some droids. I did some vlogging, which I still have to edit before school starts. And then we went to Universal Studios Orlando. Well, we went to the airport first and picked up my boyfriend. And then we went to the studio. Then it was fun. We stayed at Royal Pacific, and the water taxi was amazing, the walking path amazing. We ate at Toothsome's, which was really, really, really good. And I need to finish this. I need to come. I need to come to finish this. Oh, hey, there's a plane outside my window. It's weird. Anyway, I need to come and I need to finish explaining, because the event was awesome. Yeti Terror of the Yukon was the first house that I went through. The characters were just warming up, so yeah. Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure, the drop track is very, very, very smooth, and I don't like drop tracks. But I'm gonna ride it again next time I go. I had like a 20-minute wait. It was awesome. But I think the highlight of my whole trip, or at least the three highlights, all involved my boyfriend. They are in no particular order. In no particular order. Blowjob, first ever blowjob. It was actually amazing. I loved it. Can't deep throat, but loved it. But apparently he did too. And then cowgirl. Oh my god, my legs hate cowgirl because I have very, very tight hamstrings. And don't recommend pineapple, I can't really eat it. Anyway. What time is it? Oh, shit. I should get going. Like, I actually should get going. I guess I don't get to come. That makes me sad. That makes me so, so sad. I guess these toys will be here when I come back. No. Okay. Apparently you can push the power button on the toy and make it vibrate without the remote. I didn't even know that. Oh my god. Oh. Okay. Judging by the mess that came out on my finger just now, I'm gonna take an educated guess and say I came. I'll upload this, yada yada. Feel free to comment or whatever. Well, if I'm bored enough in the next few days, I'll even write some dicks if you guys send me them. Like, I'm always honest, and I should go watch a movie now. Bye.